The Interior Department will keep in place the polar bear rule, a Bush administration decision that says the Endangered Species Act can't regulate pollution that contributes to global warming. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the state and oil industry are applauding the decision, but environmentalists say it's a huge disappointment.
The polar bear's sea ice habitat is melting, so 1 year ago, the Interior Department declared the animal threatened under the Endangered Species Act, but the Bush administration put in place the polar bear rule, which prohibits the Endangered Species Act from regulating development projects outside the Arctic that emit greenhouse gases. Officials said projects in the lower 48 should not be scrutinized because of their pollution emissions. Earlier this year, Congress gave the new Interior Secretary special authority to review the polar bear rule and possibly overturn it. But today, President Obama's administration stayed the course and stuck with the Bush-era rule. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar.
The single greatest threat to the polar bear is the melting of Arctic sea ice caused by climate change. The Endangered Species Act, however, is not, in my view, the proper mechanism for controlling our nation's carbon emissions.
Salazar says the Obama administration is pushing Congress to enact comprehensive climate change legislation to curb global warming and sea ice loss. The secretary spoke to reporters today by teleconference and said he's not diminishing the importance of what's happening to the polar bear.
To see the polar bear's habitat melting and an iconic species threatened is an environmental tragedy of the modern age. We must do all we can to protect the polar bear.
Salazar says scientists will closely monitor the polar bear's status and determine if new rules should be put in place to help protect them. But in the meantime, he says it's not realistic to use the Endangered Species Act to fight climate change.
I think it would be very difficult for our scientists to be doing the evaluations of a cement plant in Georgia and its impact that it's going to have on the polar bear habitat. I just don't think that the ESA was ever set up organizationally with that contemplation in mind.
The nation's leading oil and gas industry association applauded today's decision. So did the state of Alaska and its congressional delegation. John Katz, the director of Governor Sarah Palin's Washington, D.C. office, says in some respects, the Endangered Species Act is a blunt instrument.
The governor was very pleased by the secretary's decision. She had communicated previously with the secretary that we felt that the protections in the Marine Mammal Protection Act and international treaties were sufficient to provide adequate protection to the polar bear, that there was no need to use the Endangered Species Act for that purpose.
Interior Department officials say activities in the Arctic, including oil and gas development, will be looked at and analyzed to see how they affect polar bears. They pointed out that the president's proposed budget calls for nearly $7.5 million for polar bear assessments and research. That includes $1.5 million to address consultations on oil and gas projects and to prepare a polar bear conservation plan. But environmentalists like Cassie Siegel with the Center for Biological Diversity say if the Interior Secretary wants to save the polar bear, he needs to use the Endangered Species Act.
It makes absolutely no sense to say that we shouldn't use our nation's most successful law for the protection of plants and animals on the brink of extinction to protect the polar bear. The Endangered Species Act is not the full solution to global warming, but it's a big part of the solution. And saying we shouldn't use the Endangered Species Act is a nuanced way of saying let's do nothing about global warming for the polar bear right now.
Siegel says the Interior Department decision effectively takes away any power from the Endangered Species Act to actually protect the polar bear's melting home.
To try to tie the hands of the act and say that the Endangered Species Act can't be used to address the single greatest threat to the bear is illogical and it's illegal.
The Center for Biological Diversity has challenged the polar bear rule in court. The case was on hold as Salazar considered what to do with the law, but will now go forward. It's one of a jumble of lawsuits on the polar bear filed by groups in favor of protecting it and those against it. They've been consolidated into a single case with its first status conference in 2 weeks. It's before U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan, who presided over the Ted Stevens trial last fall. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.